Hi everyone. This is a message of hope and healing. It's been 19 and a half weeks. I can't believe when I say that since we found out that Josie has rectal cancer, and I still am asking myself, what do I know? What do I show? How have I grown? I know this past week we had some very good news that I want to share. And it started with some very frightening news, and that was that Josie was bleeding. She was having blood when she was going to the bathroom, and to see that was very scary. And she called the doctor, and she said, "Hey, I haven't been examined, and we've been doing the treatment and everything this long." And the oncologist nurse agreed with Josie, sent her to a surgeon, and Josie went and was examined. The woman said two things. "I have two pieces of good news for you. One is that your bleeding is from a hemorrhoid, and everyone who's born with an anus has hemorrhoids. It's just some people don't have problems with them. They don't have them where they erupt or cause them any difficulty. The second thing is your tumor is almost gone. I can feel a little ridge." And she said, "Your body is having an amazing response to your treatment. Just an incredible response." She asked Josie, "Do you have two more infusions?" And Josie said, "No, I have four. I'm only halfway through." And I know that there is medicine and there are medical miracles, and Josie is having chemo, but this woman was surprised by what she was seeing. This woman who does surgery on cancer patients, and just was amazed at how Josie's body is responding. I am amazed. I am in awe. I am humbled. And I am grateful, and I am thankful, and I believe and have continued to believe that God is healing Josie, that Josie has been put on a new path in her life, and there are reasons that God has lifted her out of where she was, excuse me, and is giving her this new birth. I know God is healing Josie. I know the power of prayer. I know that the prayer warriors have not stopped praying, that we have been praying continually for Josie. And I know that Josie is being healed. I think about the very first time that I went. It was 2 days after we found out. On a Wednesday, and I left on a Friday, and I remember driving and not being able to get there fast enough to tell Josie and Murphy of God's love for them, and that they would not be alone. They would not be going through this alone. This difficult time, this time that people cannot even imagine, that God would be with them, comfort them, strengthen them, help them. And that I would be used. I was being told, "This is your mission. This is what you are to do. I will give you the strength. I will give you the way. I will just do what I'm telling you to do." And I felt that so intently. I want to say that to everyone. I want to tell you that God is so real. And I felt inside me such a presence, such a power, so filled with the Holy Spirit. I knew what I was to do, and I listened to God. And since that day, I've been doing it. There's a couple things that have come to me this week, and I always want to share them. And that is, got something in my throat. That when I am living there with Josie and Murphy, I've been going to each infusion now, and so I'm there, then I'm home for a week, and then I'm back. I have more knowledge of what's going on with them when I'm there. I'm more in tune or immersed in what they're feeling or what is happening. And I think we can say the same is true with living with Jesus. It's one thing to visit. It's another thing to place God in your life in a principal, central way that says we meet together in the morning, throughout the day, each evening. We are communing. That's the difference. Wanting what you want from Jesus and wanting Jesus. I've been walking with a friend for years. For years we have walked together. We have walked together everywhere. If I could tell you the amount of miles we've put in, we've probably walked this country. But now it is different. We walk and we invite God with us. We used to, and I'm just going to be honest in how I say this, we used to gossip. That's what we did. We talked about things, we talked about people, and now we pray instead of gossiping. Now we lift up instead of judging. And now I feel we're renewed instead of tired or down or depressed. Every time we take our prayers with us, and not that we didn't pray before, but this is, we will find ourselves starting to say, hey, what about this situation? Immediately, we step back and we say, what are we called to do here? What instead of judging a situation, let's pray for the people. Let's lift these people up to their help. And everything gets changed. It's all reframed. The whole look is different now. And we always end with the Lord's Prayer. We always end by saying that prayer together. There's just a difference when you take a walk and you take a walk with your Lord. I know that He's guiding my steps. And I am thankful. We are on a journey. Josie's on a journey. I can only tell you from my point of view, my perspective, what I'm living, but I am called to share with you and to talk to you about the increase that I'm feeling in my faith and in my journey and how that is calling me to witness and to testify to you. That's what I'm called to do. Sometimes before doing these messages, I get really nervous, really anxious. I feel like I get almost short of breath. I can't really breathe. And I realize that I'm putting so much on myself to explain to you what I know to be the truth, what God is giving to me. I don't want to mess up sharing it with you. It's too important. I just have to get out of my own way. I just have to let God use me and for you to know that you're not alone, to know that in the struggles and in the tough times, you're like, where is God? Right with you, right down where you are crumpled on the floor. That's where God is with you. Right there in those moments, you're not alone. Invite God in. Give the invitation when you go for a walk. Give the invitation when you're sitting down with someone. Don't just pray for someone, pray with someone. Amen. I have a few scriptures. Always have a few scriptures. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Oh, your soul. And with all your strength. And that's Deuteronomy 6:5. Whatever you do, Work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for man. Colossians 3:23. You have made known to me the path of life. Psalm 16:11. And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Romans 10:15. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today in this moment, I raise those people up to you who need to just invite you in, who need to just sit with you and love you and commune with you and feel you. I pray that you would wash over each of us this day and that we would know that we are not alone. And I pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.